Inventory efficiency metrics. Inventory efficiency is measured by the cycle from order to replenishment. This is called inventory turnover, the number of times that an inventory cycles or turns over during the year. Partial definition from the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. The number of inventory turns is generally seen as an indicator of a business's efficiency in managing inventory level and effectiveness in selling product. A business with a higher number of turns maintains lower average inventory and has lower inventory carrying costs, including less risk of obsolete inventory. Turnover is generally better when it is higher, but it is industry-specific, and too high of turnover could indicate higher stockout risk. Inventory turnover is usually determined by dividing a measure related to revenue or sales for a specified period by the value of average inventory. Average inventory should be based on multiple measurements, not just an annual measurement. The revenue measure can vary in different businesses and can include the following. Cost of goods sold. This is the revenue factor most commonly used in calculating inventory turns because COGS is considered before the profit margin is calculated. Sales revenue. This should yield results similar to COGS unless the business has changed its gross profit margin during the period. A higher gross profit margin would inflate sales revenue and result in a higher number of inventory turns. Units sold. This is most appropriate for inventory whose cost or selling price may fluctuate greatly during a time period, for example, gasoline. The formulas for calculating the inventory turnover rate using these different revenue factors are, for example, a retail bakery reports an annual COGS of $500,000. The value of its inventory, including safety stock, at the end of last year is $50,000, beginning inventory. The value at year-end, ending inventory, is $52,000. The simple average of these values is used below to determine average inventory. The retail bakery can compare or benchmark its performance against its own previous performance or industry performance results. If it finds that it is not managing inventory as efficiently as it used to or as competitors do, it can do further analysis to identify possible causes. Using COGS and the annual average inventory, analysts can also calculate the annual average age of inventory using this formula. About every 37 days, the organization has one full inventory turn. Looking at inventory turnover in this way can help with competitor comparisons when they measure turnover in this way and can also help with obsolescence or perishability analysis. Note that while the average age of inventory metric is useful for determining the velocity of inventory, the average amount of time it is held, the day's inventory outstanding metric discussed earlier, is better for addressing how much inventory should be on hand based on how fast it is selling. Be aware of the danger of too much focus on inventory efficiency metrics. This may lead to average inventory so low that the business cannot meet its desired customer service level. Organizations should include other types of metrics to create a more complete measurement of performance.